Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord. Stay tuned for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
You know, it's awful easy. A lot of people look at the world and they're trying to make sense out of it. And if you're trying to make sense out of it with your limited intellect and your limited viewpoint, it's going to be a mess. Because this world is full of suffering. It's full of terrible things that are happening. There are things that happen to us when we think we're doing good. And you know, we need to come to a place where we can see beyond this, what this puny brain thinks it knows. And I'll tell you, real faith, real persevering faith is able to come to the place where we simply are able to rest questions that we don't have answers for in God's hands. And you know, one thing that I notice about all these things that he says in that particular paragraph, 16, 17, and 18, everyone has a choice. We think of joy as an emotion, and it is. But to us, emotions are simply our reactions to things that happen to us. And so if something happens that is pleasant, then, oh boy, I'm happy about it. I'm enjoying that. If something happens that's bad, oh me. And we go in and have a pity party. But I'll tell you, God wants us to have a faith that is practical, that is able to deal with the realities of this world that we live in, because it's not a nice place. And God knows what he's doing. I'll tell you, if you don't know it now, you walk with the Lord a while and you'll find out. There's things you and I don't know about ourselves. There's a lot you and I don't know. And we're serving a God, even as he revealed himself to Job, he didn't just say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. He said, were you there in the beginning? Do you really know what this is all about? I've got purposes that stretch from eternity to eternity. You're in a little tiny, you just got here. And you think you know. And you're trying to reason out to the point where you're almost ready to accuse me. Folks, we get in the same spot. When something happens to us and we get and we let questions settle in our minds. Is God really fair? What did I do? 1,001 things that come that are negative and they provoke emotions of self-pity and depression and all those kinds of things. I'll tell you, we got a God who doesn't want his people to live in that. Praise God. Praise God. And it's going to take a consistency of faith. I don't want to present this as a simplistic thing where you just, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be happy. And we paste this smile on. There's going to be times when it's going to be a real, real battle. We need to be realistic. God knows. It was for Jesus. How many times have we pointed out the scripture where he cried out in prayer with strong crying and tears to the one who was able to save him? He needed help. But yet he says in the midst of that, there was a joy that was the dominating principle of his life, so that he was able to be a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He could feel all the emotions that you and I felt and yet not allow them to get him off track or to weigh him down or any of those kinds of things. He was always able to see past that. Isn't that what he says in Hebrews chapter 12, where we are exhorted to be patient and to run with perseverance and all of that, but looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy, now where was this joy? In his circumstances? No, there was a joy set before him. He endured the cross. He despised its shame. There was one thing that absolutely dominated his being and his constant looking to God and knowing where this was going to end. That's the hope that God wants to plant in every one of his children, starting with me, where we can look at the circumstances of life and see a God who and know what the end of the story is and know that he's doing what he knows is best for us. My God, we are not the potter. We are the clay. Oh, how we reason and how we look at others and say, well, this was the way it was with them. Why isn't it that way with me? Every one of you we are not cookie cutters, cookie cutter Christians. The result of being in a, you know what I'm talking about. He doesn't manufacture us as clones. Every single one of his children is a special work of divine art. That's why sometimes people will look into scriptures and say, well, I see what happened here. They did this, and this was the result. So if I do that, that will... You know, I thought about this may sound crazy coming in here, but I'll say it anyway. Every once in a while, I'll pull out the Narnia Chronicles and read them. Some of you have. But Aslan is the Christ figure in that very interesting.